Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
I was going to say, on the back of that drama, what an amazing God, you know, what amazing grace. That is the grace of God. We sung the song, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And I don't know what you're thinking here today, whether this is your first time or not. If it is your first time, welcome. Actually, give me a wave. Is it your first time here this morning? A few people. That's really good because, you know, thank you. You make me feel at home because this is the first time I've got up here to speak. So we're in the same boat almost, except you're sitting there and I'm here. I want to tell you a little bit about my story. My name is Michelle. I'm a member of the church here. And I want to tell you a little bit about how I know the amazing grace of God, of Jesus, of what he did for me. Nothing that I deserved or actually expected. A number of years ago, I had a scripture that came to me after a night of a night that I'll never forget, actually. A night where I very nearly died because of an eating disorder. And I was anorexic and I hadn't eaten for days. And I didn't like myself. There were lots of reasons for being like this. And the scripture that came to me was Psalm 118, verse 17. And it says, I will not die but live and proclaim what God has done. That's in the NIV version, the New International Version. And I think I probably need to tell you a bit about what actually happened that particular night. I, as I said, I hadn't eaten for a number of days. And if you know anything about an eating disorder such as anorexia, there are lots of things that you do to try and kind of improve yourself. It's a bit like being on a self-improvement program, except it's totally controlling. And the lie is that you think you're in control, but actually you're not in control at all. Something else is controlling you and controlling your behavior. And that night I was really quite sick with how far this whole process had taken me, and I collapsed. And when I sort of came to, I found myself on the floor, and I didn't have the strength to get up. So somehow I managed to crawl myself back into a bed, and I laid there on the bed on my back, and I felt I knew something was wrong. You know, it was pretty obvious to me that actually I'd pushed the boundaries too far, and this was pretty serious, this situation. And I felt for a pulse in my wrist, and there was no pulse. I couldn't find a pulse, and I was pretty good at taking pulses, so I really knew that I was in trouble here. And so then I thought, okay, I've got to stay calm in this situation. I need to just try and reserve some energies and stay calm. And I tried to find a pulse in my neck. And there was a pulse. Thankfully, there was a pulse, but it wasn't that strong. And so I knew something serious was happening. I wanted to call out. I tried to call out, but I was actually too weak to create much of a voice. So I was lying there in this situation, feeling like life was running from me, and the only thing I could think of doing was to call out to God. You know, a bit like in that drama that we've just seen, where life's circumstances and situations alienate you from God. Sin comes in and it pulls you away from God, but he never gives up. And he, as soon as you turn to him and ask him to help, he comes like a flood. Yes. You know, his love is so amazing. And in that moment when I said, God, please don't let me die. I don't want to die here like this. Please save me. He did. And when I woke up the next morning, not knowing whether I was still on earth or I'd gone to some other place, thankfully I was still on earth. And that's when that scripture came to me. Psalm 118, verse 17. And I looked it up, and I was amazed, absolutely staggered, actually, that not only had God saved me, but actually he was like saying to me a promise on my life, you know, and that is because he loves me so much. He wanted me to know him and to know life. And, you know, time went on. And there were some good times, but there were also some bad times. And I saw a number of, I continue to see a number of different health professionals. And I would get so far and things would be so good. And then suddenly, like in that drama, things would pull me back and situations would come along. And then I came to the point where actually I thought, you know what? This is not life. I was reminded of that scripture. It says that, I will live and proclaim. And I just came to this realization that how I was not life. It wasn't living. It was like living on bail with conditions, you know? So I came to this place where I said, God, I don't want to be like this anymore. I need you to come and to heal me, you know, to really set me free, to just do something in me that nobody else can do. And this is what I'm going to sort of tell you about now, because that obviously was really serious and it was a horrible time. But thank goodness, you know, because of God's grace and because of his mercy, nothing that I could have deserved or expected or earned or got by myself, he came and he has restored me to how I am today, which is just so amazing. And what happened was I set some time aside to spend with God to because I knew that he must have the answer for me. If he didn't have the answer, then, you know, I was obviously going to be carrying on living like this thing on with bail on conditions. And so he showed me four things, and I want to share those things with you. The first one was actually, he said, Michelle, you're called and you're chosen.
That's right.
You know, I was called before, the Bible says, before the creation of the world. He chose me. You know, and that was the first thing that he said. He had chosen me. He had called me to be his child. Can you imagine that for a moment? You know, God who made the universe 6 days, and on the seventh day he took a rest. That's what the Bible tells us. He chose me to be his child. He wanted me. You know, he wanted you. That's why you're here today, because he wanted you. He wants you. He yearns for you. That's what the Bible tells us, and that's what I know. He yearns for you. So that was pretty good. I was like, okay, this is pretty good. Second one was that he loves me. You know, I'm not just his child, I'm not just chosen, but I'm actually loved. You know, I'm absolutely cherished. The Bible says that he lavishes love upon us. So it's not just like, oh, I love you just a little. You know, if you do this and if you do that, yeah, there's no condition. His love is unconditional. He lavishes his love upon us. You know, he lavished his love upon me. He lavishes his love upon you right now, where you are in your situation. He lavishes his love on you. He loves you unconditionally. And the third thing that he said to me was, I choose to forgive you. You know, there's me all in shame. You know, shame is that thing that says there's something wrong with you. You're not quite good enough. It's a thing that cripples people. You know, I don't know what your situation is, what your life has been, but, you know, shame is that thing that says you are not right. You are not good enough. You've done this, you've done that. There is a consequence. And you can become shrouded in shame. And, you know, Jesus breaks shame off of lives. He completely restores lives to fullness, to exactly how he intended them to be. And he chose to forgive me. You know, I was feeling pretty wretched, thinking about how actually I've been destroying my body. Something that God actually loves. Can you imagine this? I'm sitting there and God's telling me all of this, that he's chosen me, I'm his child, I'm precious. You know, the Bible says that he lavishes love on us, and there am I destroying something that God sees as precious. And so I was quite stunned when he said, I choose to forgive you. I hadn't asked him to forgive me. He just chose to forgive me. And the Bible says that the Lord is compassionate and gracious. He is slow to anger, abounding in love, forgiving wickedness, sin, and rebellion. You know, there was no anger. There was nothing. I didn't have to go through a lecture. You know, there was no finger wagging or anything like that. It was the compassion of God and the love of God. And in that, I suddenly saw that what I was doing was actually a sin, and it was like it was a deliberate sin. Because suddenly I realized it was sin. So if I continued in it, it was like it was a deliberate sin against God and also against me, myself, my body. And so, but there wasn't any condemnation with that. Remember, God has been telling me how much he loved me and how much I was his child, how I was chosen. So there wasn't any condemnation, but it was almost like I was really seeing I had a choice, because if God was showing me all of these things, then surely there was the ultimate answer at the end. There was this freedom. You know, the Bible says that Jesus came to set us free. So therefore, living with Baal on conditions was not actually what God had ever intended for me and for you. And so like I say, I came to this situation where I felt that actually there was this living in like a rebellion to God. And so I wanted to do something about that because I really wanted to live differently, to really be free. And then the fourth thing, I mean, you know, if these things hadn't been enough, then God totally blew the roof off my place. When he said to me, Michelle, you are clothed in garments of salvation. I mean, that was pretty good. And then the end bit, phew, man, he says, I've placed a robe of righteousness on you. I was in right standing with God. You know, it's like I'm totally acceptable to God. And yet I wasn't acceptable to myself. That was the ironic thing here. And then time went on and I started to make some steps. Because, you know, we have to make some steps towards God. You know, like in that drama, there comes a time when you have to reach out a hand to God and take some steps. And then it's when his grace comes along and enables you to do the things, the rest of the things that you cannot do for yourself. And God also began to show me how powerful the tongue is. You know, I don't know about you, but when I was at school, we learnt these lines which says, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. I mean, what a lie. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, sticks and stones do break bones, but names really hurt. You know, and the things that we speak over ourselves and other people speak over us are absolutely powerful. And, you know, in the Bible, it talks a lot about the power of the tongue and how condemning somebody's tongue can be, what people say can be. And it says that, the tongue has the power of life and death. You know, so practical but so true. What you say can speak life or it can also speak death. And then I began to think on this and think, you know, I actually needed to start to become a lot more positive with what I was saying about myself and I was thinking, okay, I'm going to definitely try and do this. And then one time God said to me, you know, Michelle, I really appreciate you. I mean, that was like, I've had these four things, and then suddenly God just says to me, I really appreciate you. And I thought, wow, this is amazing. God really appreciates me. And then he said, you need to start appreciating yourself. And yeah, good. But then there came the challenge. I actually had to start to do that. And I had to go to a mirror, of all things, and say to this mirror, to myself, to my reflection, that I really appreciated myself. Now, can you imagine doing that, how difficult that was? I said, God, thank you that you've taken me this far, but I think we're going to have to leave it there. you know, there was no anger, there was no storm off. He wasn't like, you know, I can imagine in heaven, I don't think Jesus, you know, was saying to God, oh, flip, we made a mistake there. I never saw that one come in, you know, when I created time and everything. I really missed that one. I think we've done a boo-boo here. There was no boo-boos. Nice word. No boo-boos. It was the thing that was so important that actually I suddenly realized how much I could appreciate myself. And it wasn't easy. There was a number of times I kind of went to a mirror, nearly got there, and then thought, let's have a cup of tea instead. You know, the good old English cup of tea makes everything better. But eventually, I thought, you know, if it's this bad, if it's this difficult to come and do this, then there must be something pretty amazingly powerful in doing this. And so I did. I managed to look into this mirror and say to myself, to the reflection, that I really appreciate you. And then I ran and hid. And then after a while, I came back out and I did it again. And on a, you know, a couple more times. And then I could do it with a smile. You know, I really appreciate you. And smile and laugh. Not laugh at myself, but just to laugh. Just because, you know, in doing so, it was like I was meeting with this wonderful power of God that sets us free, that set me free. And, you know, those four areas that I said to you about being called and, you know, chosen to be a child, about being loved, loved by God, about God choosing to forgive me, and about being clothed in garments of salvation and robed in righteousness. I concentrated on those few areas for some time, and came to this complete restoration, complete healing, and this complete freedom. The bell with condition has just gone out the window. I tell you, there is no more bail with conditions. There is just this complete freedom. And you know, today, I mean, that is the work of the cross. That is the work and the power that there is in the blood of Jesus. Because it is that blood of Jesus where he came and he died on a cross. It wasn't something that just happened all those years ago and does not have any effect today. It has an almighty effect. And there is opportunity for you today to come to know Jesus for the first time, maybe. Or maybe too, you've like in that drama, you've got caught up with some things and you've drifted away from God. You've wondered, well, is God really watching me? Is God really still there? Yes, he is the answer. Yes, he is. He waited for me all this time, patiently waited. He never left me for a moment. You know, there were times when I said to God one time, you know, sometimes it felt a bit lonely. And he said, all I did, Michelle, was give you the room to turn around. I never left you, not for one moment. So if you feel that God has left you, he hasn't. I can tell you now he hasn't at all. And there is nothing that you've done, nothing that has happened that he cannot deal with. There is freedom for you. There is salvation for you. There is wholeness for you. There is forgiveness for you today. And could the band please come up? Thank you. And maybe Pastor Clive, would you come and... and help now. Yeah. I told you, first time.
She's done amazing, hasn't she? Come on, let's encourage Michelle. Brilliant.
You guys, yeah? I want to ask you this morning, if something of what I've said touches on your life, doesn't matter that it is if it's the same thing or not. But the principles of what I've said about being separate from God, about really needing God to break through into your life, to bring a healing, to bring restoration. Or if you've never given your life to Jesus, I want to ask that you would come to the front, because there needs to be like an actual acknowledgement that you're acknowledging, yes, I want to give my life to Jesus this morning. Or, yes, I want to recommit my life to Jesus today. Or, I want to put something right. I want somebody to pray with me because I need some healing. I need to know that I'm forgiven. Or, there's something that's really holding me back, something that's messing up my life. And I want to know the power of God today to set me free, just like He did for me. So I want to ask that you would come out of your seats and come down to the front this morning.
Let's all stand together, shall we? And while we do that, let's just begin to worship together. And if you want to make a response this morning in the ways that Michelle's just been talking about, I believe God really wants to set people free this morning. Might be the same things as Michelle's been speaking about. Could be completely different things. But God knows you. God knows what's happening in your life and the freedom that He wants to bring you into. If you don't know Jesus this morning, and you don't just know if He is like this, if God really is like this, then I want to know Him. I just want to encourage you, be bold. Just take a step. Come out down the front. There's a whole number of people. It could be healing. You know, you need healing this morning. Some of what Michelle's been speaking about is very emotional kind of healing, and the whole mental kind of things that people need healing in their lives. There could be some very physical things this morning that you need to be healed of. All kinds of stuff. As we worship, just make your way down the front over the next few minutes.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith, and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.